Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. We'll have a look at some early team news for Newcastle. That's ahead of their trip to Rodney Parade this evening. It's a 5:30pm start as they take on Newport County in the fourth round of the EFL Cup. And Newcastle will be without versatile midfielder Matt Ritchie. He faces a lengthy layoff with a shoulder injury. Steve Bruce is expected, though, to name a much-changed side from the one which drew 1-1 with Tottenham at the weekend in the Premier League. Meanwhile, Rodrigo Vilca is expected to be at Newcastle on Thursday, where he will complete his move. The 21-year-old Peruvian playmaker has been linked with Newcastle for a while now and is expected to sign professional terms very shortly. It is also thought that South African-born defender Bradley Cross has been in talks with the Magpies as well, and he is a free agent who was at Schalke in Germany. The 19-year-old joined Schalke 2 years ago from South Africa club Bidvest Wits. He is now a free agent, though, and the right-footed defender has had a trial period with Newcastle. Cross has been attracting attention for his good displays in Germany, and he has played for the South Africa under-19 side, but it appears that Newcastle have beaten others to his signature. And finally, Mark Douglas has given an update on the proposed takeover of Newcastle by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabian Group. Speaking in a Q&A session, the journalist said that he understands that there are manoeuvres in the background, but the battle has moved on to the legal challenge from Mike Ashley towards the Premier League. That is apparently being done with the long-term intention of forcing the issue and allowing the prospective £300 million deal between the chief executive of Sports Direct and the Saudi-led consortium to go through. That's all for now. We'll have more later.